Hello and welcome to Relatable with Sui. I personally want to thank you for joining me today. On this podcast, we talk about all things relatable and, of course, self-improvement. This is your host, Sui Lanji. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode, as usual. So I always say this at the end, but I'm going to say this right now. But don't forget to subscribe and share. And if you haven't listened to my other episodes, my previous episodes, go back right now and listen to them. You gotta catch up, you know. We gotta be moving on the same pace. So today's episode, I'm basically just here to complain, right? I cannot really complain, but I'm just here to talk about people. Does that make sense? No, it doesn't. But I'm here to talk about people's opinions and why they shouldn't even matter to us. You know, I don't understand people who take other people's opinions so seriously. Those people who take other people's opinions so seriously such that it changes their life or they change their lives just to please the other people. I don't understand. So here's the thing, right? Everybody has an opinion. People have the right to have an opinion, even if it's over your life. People are allowed to have thoughts, right? You can think of whatever you want in your head. No one has the right to tell you to stop thinking what you want to think. So you've got the right to any opinion that you want. Somebody else has got the right to think whatever they want to think about me in their head, right? But it shouldn't matter to me. It's not my business. It's their business about what they think about me and whatever. So to me, it shouldn't matter what they think because that's their opinion, right? Everybody has got that opinion to themselves. So like, what bothers me is the fact that why other people allow those opinions to actually affect them, because it might not be true, it might be true, but like, why do you allow somebody else's thoughts to affect you even when they are not true? What hates me the most is when you allow somebody who doesn't even know your middle name. Worse off those people from social media who don't even know your last name, even your real first name. Maybe you have a nickname on Instagram, right? And you allow somebody who doesn't even know your real name to actually get to you just because they passed a silly comment. You allow that to get to you. That actually hates me. Now, let me say something. Let me be honest, right? I'm a culprit and a victim in this case. I also have opinions about people. I won't lie. Nobody is perfect, right? We all have opinions. When you see someone, you think, this person, this and that. You get, right? So we are all culprits. But right now, I'm on the victim part, right? It's a normal thing, okay? Everybody has opinions on anything. It doesn't matter if it's a human being. Even when you see a dog, right? You'll be like, oh my God, that dog is so ugly. Even a leaf, you'll be like, this is a nice leaf. That's an opinion. Everybody has opinions. Yeah, so right now, we are the victims in this case. So here's the thing, right? People will always find something to talk about. People will always have someone to talk about. Maybe this time it was just you. So it doesn't even matter because people will always talk. It doesn't matter. And let me tell you something. You can't please people. People will always talk. People will always be there to talk no matter what you do. It's not up to you. People have opinions in this world. So the most important thing is for you to not care about what people think. Now, this thing I'm about to say right now is very, very important, right? Sometimes people's opinions actually help. There's like, let me call it positive critique, right? People's opinions actually help. Let's say in my book, I wrote down like my goals of how I want to be. And let's say I said I want to be more kind. I want to dress more appropriately. I want to be a people person, right? And then I hear people saying things like, Sui Lanji is very stingy. Sui Lanji is selfish. Sui Lanji is not friendly. Like, she's very, you know, serious, and it's so scary, you can't talk to her. For me, I think I would take that as positive critique. The fact that I'm hearing people saying the things that I don't want to hear about myself, I would say, you know what, let me move in the right direction. People are saying this, let me try to change, let me do this and let me do that. Now, that is positive critique. But then there are certain things that, you know, you're comfortable with that yourself, right? You're comfortable with the way you dress, for instance. And then someone says the way she dresses. Like, that one is the thing that we shouldn't care about, right? You shouldn't let that affect you. You shouldn't let that change how you dress because you are comfortable with the way you dress yourself. Here are some of the things maybe that can help you not care about what other people think about you. So the first thing, which I already mentioned, is people will always find something to talk about, right? So it might be you this time around. Don't worry about it. The second thing is people, they don't know you. They don't know what you've been through. They don't know where you've been. They don't know where you are right now, and they don't know where you're going. Don't allow people who don't know you to actually make you feel bad about yourself. For me, I always say this, right? It's okay for my dad. It's okay for my sisters, my brothers. You know, those people who feed me, those people who pay my transport money. To some extent, I allow them to have an opinion about me because I feel like they've really helped me. They've done so much in my life. Maybe without some of their help and the things that they have done in my life, I wouldn't even be here. So to some extent, I allow them to have their opinion about me, right? But like, imagine somebody who's never even given me a $1 or a, I don't know, 50 cents to actually say something about me. No, that's one thing I've refused to accept. And then the third thing is trust yourself and do what's right. Just trust yourself in that very moment. Say, you know what? I know what I'm doing. I know this is right for me and I will continue doing it. I know when to stop. I know when to change. The fourth thing is don't allow people who aren't on your level to intimidate you or say these horrible things about you. Imagine this one guy, right? He's got one jean. We don't even want to talk about how that jean looks like or what if it's nice or if it's not nice. And then this guy passes a comment like, Sui, me who's got 10 jeans, right? This guy comes and says, oh my God, Sui's jeans are not even nice. Does it even make sense, you guys, that I get upset over that comment? Over this guy who's got one jean is telling me about my 10 jeans, saying that my jeans are not nice. Does that even make sense? Honestly, for me, I rate people, right? And if I see that someone is not on my level and they're saying things that don't even match up to my standards, their comment literally doesn't even matter. I'll end there. And then the fifth thing is on your choices or decisions. If you decided to do something, right? Even if it was a bad decision, yes, we all make bad decisions. Just own it and say, you know what? Fine. I did this. It was wrong. Whatever. Even if people say stuff, right? You just say, I own up to my decision. I own up to the choice that I made. I made a bad decision. Even if it was a good decision and say, you know what? Fine. It was my mistake. I'll live up to it. It doesn't matter what people say. I am changing or I'll get there one day. I hope you guys actually get what I'm trying to say. And then the last thing is people will always pass comments to make themselves feel better. We all do this, you guys. If you don't do this, then I don't know. You've probably done this at least once in your life, right? You said something about someone just to make yourself feel better. Let's say maybe it was an exam, right? Maybe you failed a test and somebody else passed. And then we all do this, especially like me and my friends, right? We learn in Russian. So everything is in Russian and we learn with Russians. They know Russian. They were born basically speaking Russian. So every time maybe we fail a test or something was unfair, we'll always be like, these guys, they know Russian. They were, you know, they're native speakers. So it's unfair for us because we just started learning Russian and whatnot. All this while we've been passing, right? But just because of this one instance where we didn't do well, we're like, you know what? It's because they know Russian. That's why they passed. And then we failed because Russian is so difficult for us. We're basically passing those comments because we want to feel better about ourselves and just comfort us, right? That's what everybody else does. When you hear people passing comments about you or, you know, saying things, just know that they're actually saying those things just to make themselves feel better. They just want to comfort themselves. So don't be affected by what people say. It's very, very normal to feel in that moment, to feel a bit upset, to feel a little bit disappointed. It's okay, but you just have to think about it and analyze and say, you know what, is this positive critic or is this negative critic? If it's negative, don't even care about it. Just trust in yourself and know exactly what you are doing. Life is too short for us to care about what other people think of us, to be honest. And if you always try to like please people, you'll never be happy. You never know what you really like, because all you do is try to live up to people's, you know, expectations and whatnot and not live up to your own standards. Make sure you consider the positive critic. Make sure you consider it. I feel like certain people wouldn't have been as successful as they are if it wasn't for other people's opinions, you get, right? So make sure you take note of the positive critic and differentiate it from the negative critic. So don't forget to come back for more. And yeah, thank you guys so much.